That's kind of like those things where it'll be like the security question, and they'll say something like, "Well, what did you want to be when you grew up?" Or like, "What was your first dog's favorite toy?" And like, they get a little bit too specific sometimes. But I have gotten those wrong.
I've gotten those wrong. B, the problem is if it's like some of the other ones, it's like, what was the first school you went to? It's like, you can find that information on the internet now. Mm. It's like, I didn't think about that.
Or like mother's maiden name.
Yeah, it's like, it's on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
she
like
still has it in her name. Why would I sell that? Yeah, exactly. Those security questions are not very secure to your
brain. But then it's like anything that's like, what was your favorite anything as a child? I'm like, I don't know.
I have to try to guess what I would guess.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's right, but this is what
that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And then they're like, who was your childhood best friend?
That one always gets me. That one always gets me.
We literally had a top 10 on MySpace for a reason. It rotated. Wasn't the same person all the time.
Yeah. At that point, you're not guessing. It's like, not what did I want to be when I grew up? It's what did I think I wanted to be when I grew up 2 years ago when I made this account?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of thinking going on.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Hi, Rohan.
Hey, Rohan.
Hello. Back. Oh, my pleasure, as always.
We're excited about this one.
Yeah. All right, Jordan, do you want to kick it off with something?
Yes. What would you like to be introduced as, Rohan? Just so I have it right.
Sports Illustrated staff writer and sandwich lover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
That's
it. Yeah. And a girly. I mean,
yes.
Noted certified.
Girly. Yeah, platinum.
Certified girly. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
You've got the SNL jacket.
Yeah, we got to get those.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated reporter.
That works, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
And sandwich lover.
Yeah.
All right. What should be... podcast where we
I'm gonna clap
podcast where we compare NBA teams to things.
How about where we're incomparable?
That's
another word I didn't pronounce incomparable until a couple years ago.
I know. I'm going to say it wrong. What is
that's
it?
That's a word
incomparable.
I prefer
incomparable
instead of incomparable. I used to say incomparable, and then I got corrected by someone wearing a sweater just like this one. And he was a boy, and he was very rude about it.
Incomparable. I feel like I said that too.
It's fine. I think it's technically correct. At least you're not saying tense, and someone thinks you're talking about the woods.
All right.
I feel like we should keep all of this in. I'm just going to tell Pierre not to cut any of it.
Yeah, I think that's the intro. I'm just going to say that.
There you go.
I'm Jordan. Haley's here. Sierra's here. And we are joined today by certified girly, Sports Illustrated writer, and sandwich lover, Rohan. Thank you for being here. So excited. We're going to dive into a really fun topic right after the break. Our next partner has a product that we use every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy in my mornings as I started off my day. I actually look forward to it each morning. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/spin. Wish your team could find some next-level talent? When your business needs someone with the right skills fast, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job posts at Indeed.com/spinsters. Offer good for a limited time.
Okay, so this is another thing that we wanted to do for the off season. I hope that I am drinking... A little, what we call it? Limoncello? Is it limoncello or limoncello?
Don't know.
Limoncello where we sounds pronounce nice. Things.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think they're really sweet, so I might be doing it wrong, and I don't know. But I hope I'm having one of those, and I'm by a pool. I hope there's some very beautiful Italian people next to me. Jordan, I hope that you're also at a pool.
Yes.
Rohan, I'm not sure what your summer plans are.
Just hanging out with my dog.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sierra, maybe you're on a boat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think, yeah, because you're in Chicago and.
Yeah. Famously a boating.
Haley,
city.
In this scenario where you're hanging at a pool by with Italian people, does that include Davide?
Davide? Depends. I mean, we got to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Theoretically,
I'm not caught up.
At this point,
that's all
I won't
have to say.
Okay, I'll zip it. Okay. At this point, not that we're at, but when this should be released, I might know if he's won.
Ooh.
Or maybe just the British people would know if he's won, and I still wouldn't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Davide, if you're out there, you're welcome to come hang by the pool with me. Originally, I'll admit, I thought you had no chat, and now I want to recant that.
Sneaky personality has emerged from Davide.
He is truly, his shell had to, what do they always say? They had to break back the layers. They're like, yeah, I don't know. There's some very British expression that they use.
Break back the layers.
Break back the layers is that's a little combination of two that I gave you right there. Yeah. So today for our off-season episode that you will be hearing much later, hopefully my hair color is fixed by then, and we all have lovely glows from the summer sun. We're gonna compare the NBA to things. So this was an idea we came up very loosely. Yeah, it's a loose idea. It's fun. It's flirty. I wrote down a couple things that I had to erase immediately. Like my first thing was I was going to compare NBA teams to depression medications. There's a large variety out there, you know, and they don't get highlighted enough. And a lot of them do remind me of NBA teams, but I didn't go with that one.
All right.
I'm happy to go first in case you're still confused. The whole premise of this is basically that we are going to say things that teams and players remind us of. I did this a while back when we worked at The Ringer. I wrote a piece. It was like a blog that started on Twitter. I wrote it on Twitter. And then
it could be a piece.
My editor was like,
a period piece.
Yeah. Really. A period piece, if you will. My editor was like, can you just like type this and we can publish it? And it was the NBA teams as rom-coms.
Classic.
And then after that, there was a piece like very soon after that that Deadspin wrote that was like, stop comparing NBA teams to things. NBA teams are just NBA teams. And I was like, oh my God. And mine was one of the first linked.
No.
So that was a tough week for me. But, you know, again, back to the depression medication.
And now we're back comparing NBA teams to things. Because
it's full
they
circle.
Can be things.
I'm still getting paid to do this. So
yeah. Sometimes things are things, you know what I mean? It's like
it's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are like things and sometimes they aren't. Today we are arguing that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys want me to go first?
If you would like to.
Please kick us off.
Okay, great. I have we'll start soft. I don't want to get right into comparing them to cults, but that is coming. My first one is TV characters in general as players. I was going to do Sopranos characters, and then I got worried that maybe you both hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sopranos, so I would have just...
Unfortunately, it is a black hole on my TV resume.
Yeah, yeah.
Sierra?
I haven't seen almost any
okay,
show.
Yeah, this
That's
is
one
a good guess. yeah, so then I thought, I'll just do Love Island, and then I got a lot of pity for Jordan, who always has to put up with me speaking in these terms.
Jordan,
I know. I feel like I know it. I know, Rohan. It's really a blind spot in my TV watching.
I get it.
But I started watching F-Boy Island, which I feel like is adjacent enough. And you talk about it enough that I could have picked up on it. Okay. But thank you for thinking of me. Really considerate. Thank you.
Jordan doesn't get, she doesn't watch it, but she literally gets the recaps just secondhand. So she basically knows the characters. Yeah. So I just decided to do TV characters in general. The first one I have is Jack Bauer. From 24. Sierra, you were probably too young to watch this show. It is incredible. Basically, the entire premise was like a season was 24 episodes, and it would be every hour of the day, and he'd be trying to stop a terrorist attack. Like, he had that much time.
Is this the first time you've heard the premise of the show 24?
I've never even heard of the show 24. God,
what?
Oh, it's really iconic just in the how it was constructed.
Yeah, wow. Oh my, this is,
I think I could list every show I've seen all of in like
I just feel so old. I just feel like, I feel like 24 was like the biggest thing that it, like for a while in my life. Yeah. It was like everyone at lunch the next day was like, "Did you see 24? Oh my god, wow."
No, so
when was it premiering?
Yeah. A lot of whisper yelling.
That was Jack Bauer's entire thing.
Oh, 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They set off a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles one season, and then there were like three more seasons after that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Do they address it?
No.
Or are they just like,
no.
LA doesn't exist
anymore? In the world of this show, a nuclear bomb had gone off, and there was like, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. But the whole next episode was like all about the sexual tension between Jack and this other, Nina, right?
I think so. Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever season had the like the terrorist attack was airborne, and so there were nosebleeds. That was like top tier television. I also love like fans of the show will also point out that not once is Jack Bauer ever seen peeing or eating. Like, nope. Obviously, they wouldn't show. But, like, this man does not rest. He's constantly, as Rohan said, out of breath.
Yeah.
Literally 24 hours straight. Yeah.
Like, so, that's got to be, like, he's got to be, like, oh, God. Like, kind of strange how once a year there's just that one day where I just, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Not he's like, God damn it.
Yeah. Not this again. Like,
I had Pilates at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what if he had, like, what if he ate a big meal the night before, you know?
Like, not that day.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
goodness.
For Jack, I was thinking, and I was like, well, he's always stressed. Mm-hmm. And just when you think he's on top of it, something larger picture shows up, something macro, aka another season. But in the micro, he always comes through just in the nick of time.
Mm.
And so for me, he's Damian Lillard.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
See what you did there.
Time. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm open to suggestions on if I got any of these wrong. I think you're going to know when I think I got some of them wrong.
One last word about the show 24. If the best word about the show is that like he'll get like a phone call and it'll be like such and such is supposed to happen within the hour. It's like that's when you know it's going to happen during that episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are going to happen within the hour or in the next 30 minutes. It's incredible television.
The other, like, they have the best transition sound of any TV show ever because it's like a clock ticking down. So you can probably find it on YouTube, but it's like, that was a bad transition. But that's what it is. Yeah. It's much more energizing
deep
than that.
Voice clock ticking.
Yeah. I like
I see Dame doing that.
I like. Oh my God, the clock.
Yes, yes.
I did
that's
that
what
in
I was
the
like,
back
I see
of
what
my
you
head
did there.
And not
wow.
the front of my head. No, I didn't even plan
wow.
that. My therapist and I were talking about like the things that go on in the back of your head and the things that go in the front. Like why teenagers are so stupid is it only like the front just blacks out for a while and like it's only going through the back. That was something I did in the back.
Yeah.
But it's coming to the front. Wow.
Yeah, that was
pretty
job.
Cool from me.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
First
that's
one, out the gate.
That's a really good one.
Okay. The second one, just I'll give you guys a little bit of a picture. Those who have seen The Sopranos are gonna understand. So Janice from The Sopranos is Tony's brother. Tony Soprano is the main character. He is the boss of this New Jersey mob family. Janice is chaotic, aggressive, angry, conniving, manipulative, gets her way, but is like so annoying about it. She's got like a fake stint where she's religious, or like, you know, in a good, pure way. She's got a fake stint where she's, you know, like she goes out west, and they make her that stereotype of like someone who goes out west, like is from the East Coast and like is a hippie. And yeah, like, yeah. So that's her. And I didn't want to compare her to a player per se, but I did think that the way that she operates, which again is like very conniving, you're always pissed at her, but you're amazed that she got her way. That is the way that Kyrie dribbles. So it's not okay. Kyrie-ness. I'm not saying it's Kyrie Irving. I'm saying that's the way he dribbles.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good one.
This next one, I really want suggestions from you, especially Jordan, because we both love the show. George Costanza. If you don't, Sierra, have you heard of Seinfeld?
I have heard of Seinfeld. Okay. I've watched some Seinfeld. Okay. I know enough about Seinfeld.
Great, great, great.
But he, I mean, everybody, you know, like that type of person and character has just, from that show, probably influenced, I don't know, enough characters that you can always point out, like, the person in a show who was probably influenced by that character in that they do not understand how big of a fool that they are, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that is the George character. He's slightly out of touch with reality, thinks he's a very different person than he is, like thinks he's the Jerry. Yeah. And in this case, I also wanted to say bald, because the player I compare him to is Dion Waiters.
Ooh.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's good.
That is a fantastic comparison. And I say that as a massive Dion Waiters fan who once spent literally an hour with Dion Waiters on his couch listening to him list the NBA players he thought he was better than.
And is that from your article?
I did not print a full list of players, but Dion Waiters is a legend. That's all I have to say.
What year is this?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I did two big Dion stories. One was 27.
Reporter over here.
I know. Big story.
Sports Illustrated, folks.
Yes, one of the game's biggest stars, certainly. I think one was 2017. I honestly can't remember. I love Dion Waiters. I genuinely have a lot of love in my heart for Dion Waiters. But that is like truly one of the most apt comparisons I've heard in my entire life.
Well, tell me, yes. Tell us one player who was on that list who you'll never forget.
Okay, at the time, it was not as crazy as it sounds, but let me just say I'm pretty confident he thought he was better than Luka Doncic.
In 2017?
This one was a little bit later. This one was a little bit later, yeah.
Okay, good.
This one was, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know that new kid that everybody's talking about? Better than him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that Twitter like format where it's like a thing and then the thing and then the handshake because they think the same thing. It's like the Suns front office.
Yes.
Dion Waiters.
Dion Waiters
like, knows someone better. Don't believe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Don't believe in Luka Doncic.
Don't believe.
Oh, that's exactly. That's good. But you also can't help but love George. Like,
yes.
You love George.
Like, even though George is not the main character, he's the one that sticks with you. And that's what's that's the beauty about Dion is he just you love him. You really
you
love him.
You want him around. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, the next one I have is Kelly from Insecure.
Oh, one of TV's greatest television characters.
Truly one of my favorite characters of all time.
Oh my God, she's so good.
For so many reasons, like you wish she was in every scene, kind of always in control, even though there's a lot of chaos happening in her life. Shit's constantly being thrown her way. Hilarious. And you really want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
to me, this is like a comparison that might only be something that I would say. But again, keep in mind that the main points make sense. You want them around. Semen control, even when things aren't in control. Hilarious. I think she's Terry Rozier.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
I like that.
An interesting pick. I have no truck with it.
Yeah. You want Scary Terry, like, a phone call away. If you want a good time, you're calling Scary Terry to see what's up. Just like Kelly. Yeah. I approve.
Okay. That one went down easier than I thought it would. Okay. The next two, it turns out I didn't fill these out. I had Charlie from It's Always Sunny. I just couldn't think of anything. It was late, and I had Lucille from Arrested Development, but then I was like, who am I going to compare to being mean as hell and an alcoholic, but also really funny? We'd have to beep it. Harry's not around to beep, so we're just going to skip that one. I've got Tom from Succession. He has to suck up to powerful people to win in this world. He's not necessarily helpful in his job, so in this case, in the company and the player's case, whose name is to come on the court, doesn't really seem to know much or be able to make decisions. Again, like job wise. For some reason, though, you know, you want to watch, even if don't want to watch them doing their profession. DeAndre Jordan. Really good at latching on to people.
Yes.
To find his way in this world.
Elite at hanging on, certainly.
Elite at hanging on. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. The next one I have is Lizzie McGuire. Sierra, have you?
That's a show I know.
Okay. Yes. Great show.
All right.
Yes. Did you hear they were going to bring that back, but then like Disney said Hillary wanted it to be too adult?
Yeah, because she was like, I'm not going to fuck. Yeah, exactly.
Lizzie should fuck.
She's old enough. Yeah, was she going to be a mom?
There's no way for me to talk about this without sounding like an absolute creep. All I'll say is I wanted to see Hillary's version of the show. I'll just leave it at that.
You are not alone.
Yeah.
You are not alone, and I will sound like a creep.
I think it would be
creep.
Fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to – what is she still dating Aaron Carter? Like, what's going on? What happened with them? You know?
We need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been
– Aaron Carter's in the show is just, like, such a fuckboy. Yeah. Oh, it would have been so good.
Have you guys seen not Lizzie McGuire, her real name?
Oh, she's Hillary
Duff's her Architectural Digest.
Mm-mm.
The good ones.
No,
I will say.
Interesting. She had an epic, like guest role in Gossip Girl. Hillary Duff.
Did she?
Yeah. Yes, she's in the second or third season. She like is playing a famous actress who starts like briefly dating Penn Badgley, and she wears hilarious hats. It was a good. It was a very good.
She has always worn hilarious hats. Yeah. Like that's been. Yes. Yeah. I think was she just a victim of her era?
Era. It's possible.
Like was she
tough
just
fashion?
Like, did she
if
fall?
She was if she was playing today, she'd only be taking threes and layups. But at the time, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like to be fair, early aughts hats were diabolical. Yes.
Oh, I had them all. Yes. It was
you had the like Irish, like forward looking like golf caps.
Yep.
Those. Yeah.
In multiple colors. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved how she used to do the like she'd take her thumbs. She was wearing jeans and she'd just hook them in the jeans. Pocket. You know
oh
what
my
I mean?
God. If you were
loved a little hook.
If you were a white celebrity woman in the early aughts, you have a photo with the thumb jean hook. Yeah.
I love that.
Classic.
Move.
Yeah.
And it was probably 10 belts
yeah.
in between your thumbs.
20 belts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Did you guys see that picture of oh shit, what's her name? Oh my god, I should be able to remember this. She wore the eyeliner all over. Not
Julia Fox.
Yes. Did you see that picture of her pants?
Sorry.
Little fast. Amazing. Did you see her low rise jeans?
Oh.
Look them up. Look them up right now.
Seen the photos, yes.
Clearly. You got that off of eyeliner.
He knew where I was going.
I did it myself.
The thing is, it's like.
Yeah.
Well, that just finished in Google for me. Dangerously low pants.
Yeah.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
Too low.
Oh, too low.
The fall from grace.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Grace being uncut gems.
Oh.
Uncut gems.
Dangerously low is right. Okay, back to Lizzie.
I feel like I'm going to be team. I want to be team Julia Fox in like a month. So just retract that. You didn't hear me say that in a month. I'm different. In the future. Okay, the next one, Hot Priest from Fleabag.
Wait, heads up? Who is Lizzie McGuire?
Oh.
Yeah, we just started talking about
Yeah, okay, so I don't know. I kind of had our time with this, but I was like, okay, slightly awkward, but charming, confused, mm-hmm. nerdy, in a plaid skirt. Everyone's rooting for her. I think it's Clay Thompson. Insightful, hot, a little bit out of reach for some reason. This one, I think Steph Curry wants to be, but it's also Klay Thompson.
I have a Fleabag story.
Okay.
If you've seen the show, do you remember the brother-in-law character? He's got like a beard. He's balding and he's like kind of a dick to
he sucks.
You all. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I was at a local Los Angeles sushi restaurant. It was like me and I was with a friend who loves sushi and I was like, let's do the omakase at the sushi restaurant. It's really, really good. And so it was him and I were sitting in a pair and then in walks the brother-in-law character from Fleabag. I mean, not the character, the guy, the actor.
In the flesh.
In the flesh with his girlfriend. And they sit down next to us and they're like a couple courses behind us on the tasting menu. So every time we get a dish, they're looking over like, ooh, what are we about to eat? And every time they get a dish, we're looking back like, oh, that one was so good. And, you know, after a few glasses of certain beverages, you know, it's the four of us end up chatting. And towards the end of the meal, he says to me, we should hang out sometime. And I was like,
wow.
And I was like, it seems like you're making a joke right now. And he's like, no, I know I sound really sarcastic. But like we should hang out sometime. And I'm like, it just sounds even more sarcastic now that you're saying it this way. And then he wrote his number down on a napkin and gave me his phone number. But then I texted him a few days later and he didn't respond.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if he killed you? That sounds like a setup for like, you know what I mean? Have you guys ever heard those stories where like couples will like find a person and then
okay that is not where my mind
I think was. It's probably more probable he wants friend. To be friends. I'll say that it's more probable.
I thought so. I hope
I'm glad
so.
You said I'll, it
yeah
on one a day, podcast yeah. Because a month from now if you're
it's true.
Kicking
yeah it's true I'll have to text him again but you know am I ready to be that vulnerable a second time? I don't know.
Oh yeah, I meant alive and kicking, but if you're like kicking it, if that's how you interpret that, then that'd be even better.
That's right. Yes.
Oh my god, that's so cool. That's like what everyone pictures is gonna happen.
Yeah, right,
you know what I mean,
right.
Like everyone thinks they're gonna sit down to us next to a celebrity. The celebrity's gonna think they're like so interesting and have hilarious things to say and like want to hang out, and you're gonna act so cool about it, but it actually happened to you.
Phone number on a napkin from a celebrity.
Oh my god, yeah.
When you write it in lipstick, what the fuck. That's amazing.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Very Los Angeles thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like what people think.
Yes.
Is going to happen in life.
Yes.
But that's actually not a Los Angeles thing at all.
Mostly it's like, I'm not going to see this friend because I don't feel like driving that far.
Yeah. Okay. I have two more. I have Faye from Love Island. Rohan, have you seen this season?
Oh, yeah. Do you know Faye and Teddy are still together?
Yes, I do know
Did you see the photo of them dressed as Avatar characters on Halloween?
No, I did not see
it. It is the most upsetting thing I've seen in my entire life.
Why is it upsetting?
Oh, just wait till I send it to you. Oh my god.
I can't
see it. Oh, I'm looking at it again. It's so bad.
How'd you pull it up that fast?
It's in a DM I have with a friend of mine. I just Instagram DM'd it to you. It's so upsetting. Look at him. It's so
show
upsetting.
Show the crowd. Show the crowd. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
How awful is that?
He looks like Oh, Haley. Jared Leto. He looks like Jared Leto.
Oh, it's so
doesn't
bad.
Doesn't he? But blue.
Oh my god, he does.
Does he have a lace front wig
on? Oh yeah.
That's really commitment.
Oh my god, it's so upsetting. Now, wait till you see that.
Look at the next picture. When you know what they look like in real life.
Oh my god, it's bad. Oh, it's so bad. The second picture is so bad.
Of all the couples that should have broke up. Oh, he definitely did it to his abs, too. He made the little line on his abs.
Oh, it's so bad.
Wait, I can't tell what ethnicity she is, but
she's white. Oh, she's white.
Box braids? Oh, okay.
She's white, and she's wearing box braids.
Yep. The worst part about it is... And the worst part about this couple is that they were clearly such an awful match for each other and had... Sorry, people who are listening to this are going to be like, what were they just talking about for the last 90 seconds?
I don't care.
Yeah.
You better start watching.
Yeah, that's true. Watch us on YouTube.
I meant watch the show. I thought you meant they'd be turned off by all the Love Island talk. And I was like, you better fucking start watching Love Island.
This couple, like, had one of the most uncomfortable public fights I've ever seen on television on this show.
In general, the most uncomfortable secondhand embarrassment, and they are through a screen. I watched it many years after it came out. Like, horrifyingly. Faye is the reason that I say Love Island is more than a show, and it's more like a look into people.
Yes.
Because her let me go into my player comp. Deeply insecure in a way that manifests in ugly, very public displays of aggression, but she's incredibly loyal. If you breach the latter, you're getting the former, basically. Sometimes gets her man, but man, sometimes she can't hang when her man switches on to another person. I try to make that both Love Island friendly and basketball friendly. It's Patrick Beverly.
Okay. Oh. That's a very good one. That's a very good one.
Thank you. Yeah. This is a really rewarding experience. And these are the ones I came up with last.
Yeah.
last one is Paul Hollywood.
Oh my god.
Jordan, you don't watch Great British Bake Off?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I just recently got into baking shows, which with Is It Cake. That was my intro.
Oh yeah, you
which I had a lot of fun watching that. So I might veer off, but at first it wasn't my cup
everything
of tea.
About you says you smoke weed except for you. Like everything everything about you. I'm like, this girl smokes so much fucking weed, but you don't.
I don't.
No, Is It Cake is a show for
it's the Aquarius
potheads.
In you.
Really keep you guessing.
Yeah.
Okay, Paula Hollywood. He's two in well, some of Rohan, you watch, right? We've talked about it.
I've seen a few episodes. Yes. I'm not into sweets, like watching people make sweets. I like consuming
them. They make savory dishes too.
Okay, yeah.
All right. If you're out there and you know what I'm talking about, just you listen. Okay. He's look up a picture of him.
I know what he looks like. I know exactly what he looks like.
I think I know what he looks like too. Yeah.
Basically, Paul Hollywood, he's too intense. Mm-hmm. In a weird way, but I continue to want to look as well. His eyes are definitely the first and usually only thing you can notice.
Piercing.
And I still might want him to cook for me. It's Bobby Portis.
Oh, yeah.
Great comp. On eyes alone.
Bobby Portis.
Thank you. Okay, so that's my – I have another small list of comps, but those are my TV characters.
Round one.
Yeah,
really good.
Round one.
Really good.
Really good. Great job.
Thank you. Wow.
Wish your team could find some next level talent. When your business needs someone with the right skills fast, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is it makes hiring easy, all in one place. For example, the assessments. Indeed helps star applicants to shine with over 135 assessment tests, from cooking all the way to coding. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job posts at Indeed.com/spinsters. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/spinsters. Indeed.com. All right, guys, our next partner has a product that we use literally every day. I personally started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy in my mornings as I started off my day, and because I wanted a supplement that actually tastes great. I didn't really love taking pills or vitamins, and this way is so much better, and I actually look forward to it each morning. AG1 is the best option for easy, optimal nutrition out there. You can take one scoop of AG1 and you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. That's exactly why I take it. It starts my day off right. I have way better mornings. I have so much energy. This blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, like I mentioned, recovery, focus, and aging. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/spin. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/spin to take ownership over your health and to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Rohan, as our guest, would you like to go next?
Yes. Okay. So I definitely did not prepare as many examples as
Haley,
but
this was my idea. This is
but I'm happy with what I came up with. Mm-hmm. So I had you introduce me as Sandwich Lover. So I got NBA players, teams, and executives as sandwiches.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start with an easy
Write an article about that. Yeah,
exactly. Let's start with, you know, every summer it's like it just hits a certain point, and I don't know if they have a very powerful lobby, but every summer you start hearing about tomato season. Oh, it's tomato mm-hmm. season. It's peak tomato season. Oh, mm-hmm. BLT, that's a tomato sandwich. That's not a bacon sandwich. But the thing about tomatoes, and it's true, they're the best in the summer. They have a peak. They peak in the summer. So I got the Golden State Warriors are a BLT, you know?
Ooh, wow. You know,
it doesn't matter. You can have them during the rest of the year, sure. They're good. I'll gladly fuck up a BLT in January and not think twice about it. But in the summer, that's when it's the BLT different. Shines, yes. And that's when the Golden State Warriors just goes to a different level, okay?
Sierra, thoughts?
Yeah, no, I as a tomato lover and a Golden State yes. Warriors lover, yeah. I'm into both of those.
There we go.
There I we like go. That comparison. Right.
This one is not necessarily a specific sandwich, but you'll know the kind of thing I'm talking about. Sometimes it's like 1 a.m. Maybe I watched a scary movie. I can't sleep. So I'm like scrolling through my Instagram reels or whatever and just watching food videos to take the edge off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something to calm me down a little bit. But then inevitably I see you get one of those sandwiches and it's like, we put mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers, foie gras, and chipotle mayo on a ham and cheese sandwich. And you're like, this makes no sense. It's structurally unsound. You literally can't pick it up and eat it. It's just, it's nonsensical. It's just, It's bait. It's like, it's fodder, but it's not a real thing. That's the Los Angeles Lakers.
It is, you were going to say
it. It is a collection of things that seem good that maybe in a vacuum would make sense, but in reality are just an absolute pain in the ass, okay? No one wants to deal with it, all right?
That's there is a there's literally a sandwich shop chain in LA too that was started by the guy who did
Entourage. Yes.
What is that shop called?
Fat Sal's.
And if you call Fat Sal's, which I have on multiple occasions because I really like their Philly cheesesteak, which isn't one of the ones where they like throw
Yes, that's a normal one.
It's literally what Rohan is talking about. They'll be like, you want a parm, like a chicken parm? What if it had French fries? Chicken nuggets and chicken tenders. The chicken tenders are laying under the chicken nuggets.
Always open late.
Good
for that specific
though.
Scenario. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll call them and they don't, it's the kind of place where you really have to stay on the phone. Mm-hmm. They don't pick up for like 20 minutes, but it's worth it because you don't want to wait in the line when you go to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
So you call them. Unfortunately, their background music is something they've pre-recorded. If you are listening, I encourage you to pause this episode. Look up Fat Sal's. Call the number because you will be on hold. They're not going to pick up right away. You will be on hold for a long time. It is a song that they have literally written for the store.
Oh my God.
And it begins. Maybe it begins. No, it's in the middle. I don't know. It's something like a rap song. You think that you've like called the wrong thing, blah, blah, blah. No. And then in between it, just when you think they've picked up, this man's voice says, "We're making sandwiches over here." And then it just goes right back into the song. You gotta listen to
Genius.
It.
Incredible. Fat Sal's like, why are we getting so many phone calls today? No one's ordering sandwiches, but.
I always forget that they had a messy split, like the Entourage guy.
Yes.
And then
they had a falling out.
I always want to read about it. I'm like, I'll save this for myself a night where I really want to like get into something good. But I always forget. So maybe tonight's the night. All right. Okay. Cosign. That's great.
There we go.
Great one.
So my next sandwich, I've never had the pleasure of going to France. Okay. But every now and then I'll find myself at, you know, maybe a little Parisian bakery, a French bakery, etc. And there's
Le Petit Trois. I saw Instagram stories.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, Petit Trois. Chef's kiss. Exactly.
Petit Trois.
Yeah. Woo. So, and every time I'm at such an establishment, There's one sandwich that catches my eye because it sounds so unremarkable on paper. And I'm not even going to insult the beautiful country of France by trying to pronounce it in French. But you see the sandwich and it's like, it's just ham and butter. And you're like, ham and butter. No way. That's it. You're not putting anything else on there? On a baguette, you know, what's going on? But then you take a bite and you're like, this is remarkable. This is the alchemy, the ham, the butter. And it just made me think, like, this is a steady sandwich. It's unremarkable on its, you look at it on the surface, unremarkable. Nothing, there's nothing wowing you. There's no pops of color. There's nothing, but it's steady and it delivers results every single night. And that's Nikola Jokic to me. He's not jumping out of the gym. He looks bored, frankly. He looks upset that someone made him play basketball. God forbid that man has to play in overtime, you know?
Very French.
Yeah. And looks like he'd rather just be smoking a cigarette somewhere, riding his horse even maybe. But instead he's just steady, you know, MVP caliber
ham
statistics. Yes, exactly.
Ham.
MVP
ham
caliber
butter
ham.
Sandwich.
I'm sold. So, at first I was like, I thought it was gonna be the Raptors, but no, it's Jokic. That fits perfectly. That fits perfectly.
Yeah. And then this is my last one. And are you guys familiar with the Chip Buddy? No. Exactly. Hang tight. Okay. We're about to go for a ride here. So I'm sitting up in my chair. So
you're only catching that on YouTube.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
You gotta subscribe to YouTube to see Rohan readjust.
So shout out to the colonialists in England because this is a creation that they have across the pond over there. A chip buddy is literally just two pieces of white bread stuffed with French fries. Maybe they butter it up. I don't know. Never had a chip, buddy. I'm not going to lie. The concept intrigues me. I maybe would like to know what all the hype is about. But they're just putting French fries in between two pieces of bread.
Are they toasted? The pieces of bread toasted?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
If they're not toasted, that seems like
malfeasance. Our fans from England, let us know.
Yeah, that feels like a dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the point I'm trying to make with this sandwich is it's highly regional. Look at the confusion on all our faces right now. The rest of us have no idea what the obsession is, right? But everyone in England's like, oh, chip buddy, nostalgia. Oh, I, you know, grew up with my chip buddy. The chip buddy is Danny Ainge, okay? Because because unless you grew up in the Democratic People's Republic of Boston and just were fed propaganda every single day by the Boston state media, you're looking at Danny Ainge and it's like, okay, man, like, all right, I'm not saying you're bad. I'm saying I'm intrigued even, you know? It's like, okay, you built one championship team. Sure, you made a trade with your old best friend and he gave you a sweetheart offer. Sure. Okay. I'll even give you the Nets trade, but it's not like you've had this incredible resounding success for the amount we're talking about this guy. And that's just, it's a regional specialty. Danny Ainge is a regional specialty, a creation of the Boston state media. And that's why he's a chip buddy. It's just, if you're from there, you love it and you get it and you've had it your whole life. It makes you yearn for your childhood. But if you're someone else, you're like, okay, man, it's fine.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because at one point I was not part of the city of Boston, but because at one point I was like very into Danny Ainge. Earlier today I was listening to a podcast and they like recounted their worst opinions and when they held them. I'd say it's like the worst, but I was very much like, yeah, Danny Ainge. Around the same time I was like pro Hillary, like, you know, like 2008, like you're just, you know what I mean? Like you're a different person. You're like into the Democrats sincerely, you know, there's just, you don't know as much. And then you find out some things, you look around and you're like, wait a minute, what else are they lying about? You know, and here you are and you see, you know, although I will admit he started off strong in Utah. So I will admit that, but I'm not going full circle. I'm half in, half out on that one. Okay. I'm mostly just concerned that they don't toast the bread.
That would just seem like a lot. That's a lot of crunch. That's too also much like crunch. I would need a dip.
Yeah, they make fun of us for things, but you're gonna call something a chip buddy.
Here we go.
Are they saying buddy like BDDY? No. Like it's my buddy.
BUTTY.
That's even worse. What the fuck is buddy supposed to stand for?
It's a like chip buddy, and it's a chip
buddy.
Yeah. Here's the Wikipedia. Wikipedia description. A sandwich filled with chips, parentheses, thick-cut deep-fried potatoes, commonly found in the British Isles, not to be confused with thin-cut French fries, end parentheses, optionally eaten with condiments such as brown sauce, ketchup, mayonnaise, or malt vinegar.
This is revolting.
Okay, wait. I'm actually sick from that.
The bread maybe slices from a loaf or bread roll and is usually buttered. It doesn't say anything about being toasted, though.
This is just... No, look, Rohan.
Oh.
This is just laziness. This is literally just laziness because this is trying to eat as many French fries at once as you can.
Yeah. And on
using a vehicle of two pieces of bread.
Frankly, that is something I can get behind. What is a more efficient way to deliver more French fries to my mouth? Put them between two pieces of bread. That
I'm absolutely not conceding on anything, but I will say that to their point, the one thing you don't want to get cold is a French fry.
Yeah.
That's why we eat them on the way home.
To make this even worse, you know how Wikipedia's got like the top, it's got like the number, like the top line description, and then there's that second paragraph where things get really freaky. It goes, Other names for the sandwich may relate to the variety of bread used, such as a chip roll or chip muffin, or a regional type of bread roll, such as the chip bat, the chip cob, or the chip barm. What?
The barm?
Do not ever serve me a chip bat.
Please and thank you.
These are Depression Meal 101.
Yeah.
Like,
Jordan, look away, but look.
No.
The saddest you've ever been, you put some French fries Jordan's on literally bread. Looking away.
This one is so funny because it's pathetic. There's like two French fries. Just a mountain of mustard. Just the most mustard you've ever seen in your life.
Honestly, I could get more behind the mustard than the ketchup. Oh, the ketchup is what grossed me out.
A double decker.
Wow.
Yeah. You've got three pieces of bread.
That's a Chip Buddy Big Mac.
It's too much.
That is nasty. They need to be stopped.
It also doesn't feel like it would stay together, which then all the French fries fall out, and then you're just eating fries.
Right. Why not use a tortilla wrapper?
Like a California burrito.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and at least our shit, like, I'm not endorsing that or anything, but at least it's like, oh, what is it? Oh, it's a burrito, and its origins are from California, and it's got French fries. Cool. It's a sensible name, you know? But it's not a fucking chip, buddy. When you said that, I was like, oh, it's chocolate chips soaked in butter overnight, clearly.
Disgusting. Wow, I did not think that. I thought, like, it was something that helped you eat your French fries, actually. Like a buddy that... It, or like a cup or something that would help you right. eat the French fries.
Which technically, I mean, they should rename it to the B-U-D-D-Y buddy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just helping rebrand. You out. Yeah, rebrand. Yeah. I'd like it better than Chip Buddy.
I'm a little sick. Yeah. I'm gonna drink some water.
Yeah. Must be nice to have some water near you and not... It's out of reach for me, so I've seen that nastiness forced upon this podcast, and I don't even have water in reach.
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, something better. Thanks, I'm going to let you guys choose. Thank you, Rohan. That was...
My pleasure.
That was great. Up
you
until
ended,
the chip
you
buddy.
Ended like the podcast serial. I left with more questions. I loved it all the way through the last episode, and then I left with more questions and disgust. And I began to wonder about the moral ethics of even producing that in the first place. So thank you.
Oh, now we're just comparing everything to
yeah, hey, everything is everything, okay?
Yeah.
His metaphor, there's another metaphor for it.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm going to let you guys choose which one I do. I have cookies, different cookie flavors, or Disney princesses. Tough one.
Ooh, that is very difficult.
Kind of a mix of what you guys did, TV characters, food-wise. Mm. I got a little something for you.
I kind of want to hear cookies, but I know. I think I want to hear princesses because you love some, you hate some. I want to see where you hit with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Go princesses.
We're going princesses. All right.
Might have to remind me of the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to start with Cinderella. We all know that one. Classic. She's a dreamer. She's always thinking of the future. You're not going to get in the way of her dreams. She has a fairy godmother, which could be a GM. I'm doing all teams too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I have the thunder here. The thunder, they're Cinderella. They're thinking about the future. They're dreaming. A lot of people are counting them out in the current present tense. But then they're going to scroll into an arena in a pumpkin. They're going to win the ball one day. It's going to be very far down the line. But dreamers, I got the thunder.
They got to go through the evil like stepmom phase or whatever until... They hopefully find that glass slipper. I get it.
Yeah. Who will have the glass slipper? That's the question. It's one of these draft picks for the next 30 years. Yes. Okay, next one. Snow White. Mm-hmm. Another good one. Classic.
Absolute icon.
Icon of Snow White. She's a nurturer. That's what I think. She's a caretaker, sincere. really, you know, she has a lot of, she's taking care of a lot of animals and a lot of dwarves. There's just a lot of things that she's taking care of and growing, and a lot of things she's responsible for. And that made me think of the Rockets. They have to kind of be a little bit of caretakers because they got a lot of young pups to grow up into the league. And yeah, that made me think of the Rockets.
Yes. Yeah. I want to, who's the evil Tillman?
Yeah.
Tillman is the one who's looking in the mirror.
Exactly.
This is maybe like, I'm probably, for some reason, I always mix up Snow White and Sleeping Beauty.
I was just about to say, and they're asleep. Yeah. But that's
Sleeping Beauty's coming. Yeah, that's okay. Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. Okay. Snow White's the one where she's like, la, 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 living with the dwarves because my stepmom cast me out because I was prettier than her, which is really weird when you think about it.
So,
I
mean, that's we can't really go into deep with these Disney.
There's some very odd, like, underlying family dynamic things that are probably upon reexamination, like, very odd. She's living with the dwarves. They're, you know, working. Do I remember the story? They're working.
I don't remember the story is the thing.
I don't even. Hold on. I'm working through it.
You're close. You're getting there. Yeah.
Yes. They're singing the songs, and then
she's cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Eats the apple. Where'd she get the apple? The stepmom gives the apple. Well, why? She's out of her way.
It had to be really tough to be a stepmom and wanting to tell your kids about Disney princesses.
Just in general, not a good look for stepmom.
Yeah.
Yes. Sierra, do you have some insight to the Snow White?
Yeah, story? I'm pretty sure that's the one with the mirror tells the stepmom Snow White's still the fairest in the land, and she
and that sets her off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like James Harden, where they're just like trying to get past the cast of James Harden still over the organization. They're trying to move on. That could be some parallels.
Yeah, there. I 100% coast. I still feel like. Structurally, Snow White itself has some flaws, but I guess that's not for us to work out here.
That's what I was saying. If we go too deep into these Disney princesses, there's some darkness in there.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anytime you hear about these stories as an adult, you're like, this is so wrong. This is why are we telling children about any of this?
That brings me to Sleeping Beauty, because I feel like she's kind of forgotten about a little bit. No one really knows the Sleeping Beauty, and that's Princess Aurora, but she is charming, can be sleep for a very long time, a sleeper, but people are still gonna care about her, because I do know some diehard Sleeping Beauty fans. I don't know why I know them, but
that is very interesting.
I know there's some people that are like, no, Sleeping Beauty's my favorite, love that. And I feel like
I think I was a Sleeping Beauty kid.
You think?
Okay.
I think she's. You I know? Feel like. I feel
Were
like.
Were you hypnotized by the idea of
sleeping? I just feel like of all the princesses, she's the one that stayed with me the most.
Mm-hmm. So, you're making my point for me. Yeah. That's where I was thinking of someone who could go away for a long time, not be good for a really long time, but could still be very prevalent, and that's the Knicks.
They don't
have to be the best top of the standings. People are still gonna talk about them. The whole front office could literally be asleep, and people are still gonna.
We're still telling the story. Yeah.
No, that is true. They can for years, decades, not do anything, and they will still always be in the conversation. You watch PTI; they're still gonna be on there. Just purely for how you know bad they are that year.
Mm-hmm.
So why was she asleep?
Great question.
Why did she in the actual story? Why did she sleep? Was it
was it also a godmother?
It was a curse as well.
Jesus Christ!
Is there a curse on the Knicks?
Maybe. Pixar made Sleeping Beauty today, people would be like, it's a metaphor for depression. She's
definitely.
Pixar movies now have like layers and layers. Yeah. Like every possible thing you need to explain death and how you're going to grapple with it. And back then they were like, yeah, stepmom wanted to fuck her daughter, so she killed her. Blah, 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 blah. Like it's just.
The Sleeping Beauty
plot. They didn't work as hard back then.
The Sleeping Beauty plot description on Wikipedia is so much longer than I ever would have imagined. I thought it would be like one paragraph long. And it's like, after several years of having no children, the rulers of a European kingdom. And I was like, what?
Do not remember that part.
Yeah. No, because Sleeping Beauty is one of the old, like, scary old, Europe ones that were like, for you don't want to read about. Like, that shit is,
Also, the name, they have, their history goes way back.
Yes, yes.
And we don't really know all the details. I don't think we ever will. But we still, they are still prevalent and still talked about today.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the Knicks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Next up, Princess Jasmine, Aladdin. This is one of my favorite princesses.
The goat.
She is the great one. Love this movie.
A lot of young curiosity for me there, I'll say that. A lot of young, like, young Haley was
great outfit.
Great outfit.
She didn't wear a traditional gown. I loved it. Princess Jasmine. She's also really brave. She really stood up for what she believed in, even though this was like an arranged marriage when you really think about it in the movie. And she's like, no, I actually want to marry who I want to marry. And she doesn't take much mess from anybody. I love that about her. This is the Sixers, and specifically Doc Rivers, who is very brave for his rotation selections that he did and really stuck up for people. That was very brave, and we will never forget it about you, Doc. But yeah, the Sixers are our Princess Jasmine.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who Aladdin would be in this case. And who the Ben. I gotta say, I don't really remember their exact relationship dynamic. I remember he was like, I'm blue collar. I love you. And then, but they couldn't love each other. And
well, he pretended to be a prince because she could only marry a prince. So he actually, you know, did the whole, he had the genie. Did the whole big entrance to be like, yes, I'm a prince, but I'm not really.
I haven't really moved on from Princess Jasmine.
I thought you were going to say the Sleeping Beauty Wikipedia.
No.
Okay. I know. I was like, are you still reading that? Put it down.
No.
That's a good one. I think that's, it could be Embiid. I don't know. Could he be a little like he's pretending to be something that we maybe think he is? Maybe he's not.
Pretending to be something he's not? Yeah.
French?
No, that would be Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be Harden. Yeah.
That's
what's the name of the bad guy? Jafar?
Jafar.
The only problem with this metaphor is that everybody is also Jafar.
Yeah.
Every Sixer. And coach.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
Daryl Morey is the dad, though.
Yeah.
The, like, innocent, round dad. Yeah.
Yes. I like that part.
Not
yes.
calling Daryl Morey round, but, the vibe. I don't actually really know what he looks like. Physically, I don't can't remember looking it up, so all right,
no, that's good. Next one, last one is Belle, Beauty and the Beast. She sees the best in people. Maybe outsiders might see a scary beast or someone unworthy of love, or maybe a draft pick that nobody wants to pick, but they see potential, they see the best until that's what they're going for. You see someone, you're going to go all in no matter what. And that's the Timberwolves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't she also forcibly imprisoned for a while? Because that does feel like multiple Timberwolves players as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That fits.
Yep. I always got to see the best. So many questionable draft picks, but they were like, you guys don't see what we see. And we still don't.
Can I? Okay, this, again, not to like, I'm not trying to cancel Beauty and the Beast.
All of these are canceled.
Yes. I know, very like one of them, the stepmom was trying to kill her stepdaughter for being prettier than her. That, again, feels very weird. The Snow White, as I was saying the word dwarf, I'm like, would that be appropriate now? Like, I know that they're mystical creatures then, but, like, I don't feel like that was good. Now that I'm saying it, I don't feel good about it. Yeah. What else? Sleeping Beauty. I don't know. Didn't he kiss her when poison. She was asleep?
Once again, here is a Wikipedia description of Beauty and the Beast. And this is frankly horrifying. Because I was like, is this really? I was like, now that I'm remembering Beauty and the Beast, I'm like, wait a second. Beauty and the Beast focuses on the relationship between the Beast, a prince who is magically transformed into a monster, and his servants into household objects as punishment for his arrogance, and Belle, a young woman whom he imprisons in his castle. To break the curse, the Beast must learn to love Belle and earn her love in return before the last petal falls from an enchanted rose, or else the Beast will remain a monster forever.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
To her point, Jordan's comparison is pretty spot on.
Yeah. Pretty spot on. Yeah. They recently broke the curse of making a pass into the playoffs. A lot of curses there. I still stand by it. With all this traumatic that is Disney Princess.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. I have... well, first I'll just... say real quick, I have NBA teams as states, but I only have one, and that's the Sixers or Florida.
Oh my god.
Okay. I don't really feel like I need to explain. And that's all I had got there. And then I had the NBA teams as cults. if we had a Patreon,
yeah,
I
this
would
is
put it behind.
Bonus content.
This is paywalled content, if I've ever heard it.
I kept two that I didn't think were that deathy, but there are definitely some deaths associated, so we'll go to those at the end. But we'll start with scams. I opened it up to cults and scams, because if you think about it, what's a cult but a very elaborate, deathy scam? Yeah. All
right.
I wanted to do WeWork, realized I didn't really know anything about the WeWork story. I skipped all the documentaries. I was having a week or two where, like, just wasn't really online or watching stuff that week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I missed it. It came, it went, and I don't really want to watch it, but feel free if you guys want to brainstorm, think about a team who represents the WeWork scandal. But I thought of – so the next one naturally that came to me was Theranos, Lizzie Holmes.
Icon.
You gotta hand it to her, you know. She was just so weird. I don't know why I'm speaking on her in the past tense. I think she's with child or something.
Yeah, they have a kid. Yeah.
They have a kid. Okay. I thought she was like pregnant. I guess I don't really know that much about her, but Theranos. Theranos was the thing that Elizabeth Holmes ran where it was like a blood. It was a machine you could have in your home. It would prick your blood and it would tell you what was wrong with your blood. I think. I don't really, to be honest, I watched. Yeah. Those docs kind of passed me by too. So that's like I skimmed an article. And I read the article that was about all the things that she said to that guy to try to get like who she was in love with and he was in love with her. That was way better than reading about the company. I really recommend those. Okay. Theranos was so exciting, right, as a concept pre-scam. Mm-hmm. Had so much attention, coverage, press, esteem, applause for bringing innovation. And then boom, it's fraudulent. And, you know, the blood machines didn't even work. Okay, I think it's the Nets. Except not the blood machines. Yes. James Harden didn't even work.
Grand opening, grand closing. Yes.
Yeah.
Never even did they even sell one of those machines? Did a single person have one in their home? Not to my knowledge. Again, I did not watch the documentary. So.
No, that is maybe the best one yet so far today. That is spot on.
Wow, thank you.
Spot on.
Yeah. They are. The Nets are,
blew up in their faces.
The Nets are absolutely Theranos. Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm feeling encouraged. So number two, Naked Juice. So I'm just going to go at, this is kind of a stretch, but so I'm going to tell you the team first. I think you guys know what Naked Juice is, the like drinks that are, okay. I think it's the Clippers because they lie about the ingredients. So the scam of Naked Juice was that it was supposed to be made of all this great stuff. Kale juice, you know, spinach. You were saying how many fucking pears are in this thing that I'm drinking? They'll tell you exactly. There's like the 4.5 pears. There's 50 pounds of spinach. You know, you're going to be so healthy. You're getting all the nutrients you need, aka high quality stuff, Kwai, PG, when really it's like 90% apple juice, right? You're drinking apple juice, which is what it was like to watch them during the regular season.
A lot of Norm Powell. Promised Kale, got Norm Powell, who we like.
Yeah. But it's not what it was promised. Yeah.
100%. Okay. That. Next up, we've got Sean King. I think Sean King is the Lakers. We've already roasted the Lakers a couple times today, but for the same reasons. Sorry, Jordan. They expect everyone to be so excited and behind them and, you know, they preach about doing all the right things and then they totally fall through and take people's money via ticket sales in the Lakers case under false pretenses, aka winning or aka doing anything with it. So that's the Lakers. I apologize, Jordan.
That was a tough one.
Next up, Scientology. I think Scientology. I'm just going to rip two Band-Aids off at once. I think it's the Heat, Rohan.
Wow.
Extremely elusive, right? No one's allowed in except for insiders. You've literally got like huge doors you can't see behind. People are disappeared. You know what I mean? Like they're tracking highly personal elements and using them against you, aka body fat in terms
absolutely
of
the Heat. Absolutely true.
But at the end of the day, they've had some hits. You know what I mean? Exactly. The Heat have won three titles. Scientology pumped out Tom Cruise. So, and
give it the take.
Elizabeth.
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, she's a
Moss. Elizabeth Moss. Yeah, that was Moss, a tough one. That was an interesting one. But yes, no, the Heat. That's as someone who loves the Miami Heat, absolutely Scientology vibes.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next we've got LuLaRoe. Are you guys aware of what LuLaRoe is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you are, Sierra? Okay, yeah. LuLaRoe is like, maybe it didn't hit y'all's regions. It's like leggings and like workout gear.
Was this the stuff where it's like everyone could see through it?
That's Lululemon.
Oh, that was them. Okay.
I was like, wrong Lou? There's okay. two
regrettably. I think LuLaRoe okay. made their name sound a lot like Lululemon. Yeah. It is essentially a pyramid scheme.
Oof.
So in thinking about this, I was thinking like which of my high school girlfriends would be most likely to message me about like which team at 7:57 on a Friday morning. About a great opportunity that is going to come, but like you don't really feel like it's ever going to come. But maybe they have a point when you look through the website, but they really don't. And that's the Hawks. And that's a tough truth.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
that is a tough truth.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's a tough truth. The penultimate one I have is Bernie Madoff. Look, things appeared so good for so long, and then it all came crashing down, and there was never any recovery. I gotta say, I think this is the Spurs. You assume things are going right because you've been pitched this kind of prestige, same as like Wall Street. You don't really ever think to look into things. You just assume it's gonna pay dividends. And, you know, then it turns out it hasn't for a while. I think that's the Spurs.
Not looking great for them.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's still going down.
Yeah. The last one that I have that's kind of half-baked, I guess depends on if you guys have seen the documentary Wild Wild Country.
Yes.
Okay, you have? Have you seen it?
Shout out. I told my dad that I'm shocked he didn't join the Rajneeshis all the time.
Do you care to elaborate on that?
He just, listen, he was growing up in India around the time. He was a big rock and roll fan. I'm like, Dad, this seemed like a slam dunk. kind of surprised you didn't get mixed up in this. He just moved to America and, I don't know, everyone's doing it all the time. I maybe would have signed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that this metaphor doesn't fit the cool part of them. It unfortunately only fits the part where they fixed an election and then like swayed a bunch of people to do stuff for them. So the latter years.
Oh, that part.
The not so great part. I think that's Sam Presti.
Ooh.
Something is going on in Oklahoma City. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I feel like we're going to hear some stories. I've heard some stories. I'm not saying cult stories. I'm just saying that man knows what he's doing. He's very savvy with trades, but I think he's also very savvy with media and PR. Mm-hmm. And he is developing a team that we're going to have to see where it goes.
Interesting.
Seems promising, but I can't say things look weird because, again, I'm comparing them to a cult at the moment. So I don't mean that weird. I just mean like in regular basketball terms. yeah. I wish I had a rock and roll, like, cool, they're having fun, you know, preaching free love type comparison. But I don't, unfortunately. Maybe Phil Jackson, I guess. I don't know.
Not to once again get back in on the Celtics, but I did used to call Brad Stevens the Bhagwan because there was nothing he could say that Celtics fans wouldn't follow blindly. So,
well, that's actually a good. Maybe we just compare it to the Celtics.
Yeah.
You can say that Danny Ainge fixed a couple of, you know. Yeah.
I like the Presti comparison too, though. Something's up.
And again, take that relatively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, those are all, that's all the comparisons I have. I thought about doing rom-coms. I thought about doing sci-fi movie series. And then I realized I only know about Star Wars. And I did watch Dune, but only because my roommate explained it to me.
Yeah. I would have been out on that one. So thank you for not doing that one.
Jordan, sci-fi. Before we go, give us your best two cookies.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or all your cookies.
I can just run through them.
Yeah.
I can just run through them real quick. Oatmeal raisin. Old fashioned. Not adventurous. You really have diehard fans of this cookie, but really no one else. Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I have. Old fashioned. We're doing the same thing. over and over. Ginger Snap, really sassy, a wild card. Either people love these or hate these. I don't like these, but they have some snap to them, you know? That's the Grizzlies.
Really good.
You don't
really
know what good. You're going to get. That's really a good. That's a sassy group of guys there. I like them.
I love describing them as sassy.
Yeah, a lot of sass.
Is only a how they should be described.
I will be doing that in a story soon. I'll be describing them as sassy for sure.
Yes. Yes. Snickerdoodle. They are lovable, really modest.
My favorite cookie.
Not really flashy. Like, they kind of fly under the radar. A lot of people like them. They're solid every time. Not really a look at me cookie. That's the Raptors.
Oh, but also exciting. Yes.
Exciting. Perfect. It's exciting when you have a snickerdoodle, especially when one turns up at a party or something.
Froze. Oh, okay. There you go. You froze for a minute. For
sorry.
No, you're fine.
Don't apologize.
Shortbread, quiet, sometimes forgettable, but always appreciated as a solid cookie. And I have that as a Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That is perfect.
Yeah.
That's good, right? I feel like I go through the whole season. I'm like, wait, who are on the Bucks again? What are they doing? Are they winning? Are they losing? I don't know. But then when it comes time to it, you love watching them. They're great. Last but not least, the chocolate chip. Classic, near perfect, can be flashy at times, can mix up some things, but a lot of pressure when you bite into a chocolate chip cookie. Like, you're like, this has to be good. If it's not, what are you doing? How did you mess up this recipe? And that's the Lakers.
I was going to say, that has
Has
to be Jordan, those were perfect.
Yeah, those were really good. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now I want cookies. So
I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely eating a snickerdoodle. Yeah. I've been eating those Oreo Thins. Have you guys had those? Not as like a health conscious thing.
No, they're just good.
The ratio is better to me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm all about the thing is, you've got the Oreos and they said, people like the stuff. We need more stuff. So they did double stuff.
I got. I'm out on double stuff.
Too much stuff.
Yeah.
What we needed was less cookies. So they made the Oreo Thin, delicious. I just wish the marketing wasn't like.
I'm into that.
You know,
skinny.
It makes it sound like you're like the skinny next to the skinny girl margaritas. Yeah. You know,
it should just be remember. Like, remember when you could only buy things in 100 calorie packs? Remember that time of our lives?
That was a terrible time.
It was only 100 calorie pack items.
They needed like 10 of them. Like, yeah. It didn't it was actually
like,
help.
It was anything. Like, here's 8 cheese nips. And it was like, this sucks.
What a dark time in our lives.
What should we call the Oreo Thins instead of Thins? Babies?
Mm-hmm. Little babies.
Oreo babies.
They messed up my
Oreo
but
babies.
They've got the tiny Oreos.
Minis are already taken. Yeah.
Yeah, minis taken.
Flat.
Flat.
Yeah.
Slim? Oreo flats.
Oreo flats.
Actually,
I knew that.
Oreo flat sounds like a baseball player from the 1920s. Yeah.
Number 27.
Some British person is listening to this and is like, they're fucking making fun of us for chippy chippy butt
chippy
or whatever.
Dippy
chip
buddies.
Naps.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that imagine you get invited over for like a romantic dinner in Britain and he's like, I made chip baps. And it's like,
what is the equivalent to that, though, in the US? Like, because that looks like a struggle meal slash a, like, you know,
I
grew up and I was making my own food and like mom wasn't around, but then how would you make the fucking fries have to be fried or baked at a minimum?
I will say that I have been known post Thanksgiving to put green bean casserole in a hamburger bun and just go to town.
That rocks. I'm into that.
Yeah. We're not going to judge you here.
That's a thumbs up.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
What? Like, really?
I can't even picture
it. Because why not put it in a wrap?
Or like a nice dinner roll.
Here's
you
the
get
thing.
More.
Here's the thing. A potato roll, okay? You know, you put in the appropriate amount of GBC. It's not squishing everywhere. And here's the thing. Here's the secret. Here's where I'm really going to make some enemies, and maybe I won't be invited back on this podcast. But at least I spoke my truth. It's a cold sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cold sandwich. Haley literally looked like she was about to throw up.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
I'm out on green bean casserole in general.
I don't like green. The problem here is that me and Jordan don't like green bean casserole.
Okay.
So I like my green beans. Picture it.
Multiple ways, but not in a casserole. I like them when they're crisp. And so that kind, I just like to put them, you want them in the oven. I want some lemon, salt, pepper, a lot of olive oil, whatever. The other, for Thanksgiving, I want my green beans beat to death. All day cooking in a cast iron, like deep pot, right? Mm. I want this much bacon in there, just as a piece. I want onions, and I want them to cook down for nothing short of like a decade. Okay. It seems like, right? I like them very soft and buttery.
Same.
Casserole,
salty.
Out on it.
Fair enough.
Cold.
Sierra, do you like green bean casserole, or are you just supporting him?
Yeah. No, oh, okay. I like green bean casserole.
Yes, there we go. I'm all in. Thank you. I think Sierra thank you might so just much, be a Sarah.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Or are you just supporting?
Thank you, Sarah. No, she gets it.
No, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Any food can be eaten cold.
Yes.
Basically, also.
Yes.
Like cold pizza, maybe better than hot pizza.
Yeah. Not against you there. Yeah. Not against you there.
So I'm all in, like, on a put fries. Everything I ate at Thanksgiving onto bread.
Yes.
And now it's a sandwich.
You get it. You
I'm a fellow
vibes.
Sandwich lover. As
yes.
Well, so.
Thank you very much, Sarah. We'll have to do a sandwich only podcast at some point.
We're being overthrown here.
Yeah.
Maybe we do an episode. If we run out of off season things and we're like about to go on vacation and we're like, shit, we need to record something right before, we could do the most heinous things that we eat regularly. Yeah. Like I was talking about doing, you know, an episode of like your most regretful times of your life, like in opinions and stuff. We could do like the worst things we ever ate intentionally.
American cheese.
I've eaten some really sad
dipped
stuff.
In Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
Okay. If it has
as
Chick-fil-A
a
sauce.
Recurring thing.
It wasn't a recurring thing as much as it was. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but like when I go home and visit my parents, it's like I can't eat like a normal person anymore. It's like if I eat cereal at 5 p.m., it's like, why are you eating cereal right now? Why are you using so much milk? And it's like, let me live. And so if I want to eat something after 10 p.m., it's like, how could you do that? Like, no one does that in this house. Like, what's wrong with you? So it's like, I got to find something in the fridge that's quiet, that doesn't require any sort of, a
sneaky snack.
Yes,
a snack.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The meals I've made trying to make something vegan in a non-vegan household, that's where your creativity really comes out.
I'm sure you,
I'm surprised that's not a Food Network show yet.
Honestly,
I remember when my brother went vegetarian for like a week, and we were all like, "What the fuck is this?" This was years ago. First of all, I'm not a bad person. I just went a couple years ago, but it was like 10 years ago. We were like, "What the fuck?" So you're just
10 years ago. It was nobody.
Yeah.
No one else. I'm not a bad person. I was.
I definitely was, but like I'm not anymore. So
not now.
Anyway, all right.
That was.
I gotta go to Pilates.
There we go.
Thanks, Rohan.
Thanks, Rohan.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
You're the best, always.